comes to a very familiar scripture in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. The book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Tonight, in the little time that we have, I want to speak to you about God's plan for your emotions. How you can be emotionally healed. You know, emotions are very tricky. Emotions should never control us. If you are walking in an emotional level, you'll be like a roller coaster. Going up one moment, coming down the other moment, again going up one moment, coming down the other moment. Emotions should never control you. Amen. So tonight I believe in Jesus Christ we have healing in our emotions. Amen. Isaiah 53 and verse 4.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed.
Amen. How many of you know that passage of scripture? Amen. Hallelujah. Can I have some response here tonight? How many of you know the passage of scripture tonight? Amen. Well, sometimes we know that scripture, but we seldom connect with that scripture. For years I've meditated on the scripture. For years I have at times preached on that scripture. But something I was able, by the help of the Spirit, to connect on that scripture was the fourth verse, where it says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Your griefs and your sorrow, he has carried it 2,000 years ago. Amen. There are a lot of believers, a lot of people who are grieving inside. There are a lot of people who have sorrows inside. They're disappointed, discouraged, depressed. You know, grief is a deeper word than sorrow. There is a wound in that word grief. It is amazing that there are so many people without anybody to express to, without anybody to help them, they are struggling with sorrow and with grief. Maybe somebody dear to you died. Maybe your prayer was not answered. Maybe suddenly you became sick. Suddenly you went through a financial crisis. There are certain battles that you faced in relationships where somebody misunderstood you. Somebody rejected you. Somebody disappointed you. And time and again you can carry it in your soul. You can carry it for a long period of time without realizing that you don't need to carry it, that Jesus carried it 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. Surely he has carried our sorrows and borne our griefs. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there, with his stripes, we are healed. Definitely, we know we have spiritual healing. Definitely, we have heard about us receiving physical healing. But look at the context here. It's also speaking about emotional healing. With his stripes. Have you ever wondered why it is said, with his stripes you are healed? Now Jesus was beaten. He took body blows. His beard was plucked. Thorns were placed in his head and he was hit with a rod. I mean, it could have been written by the punches he received, by the spittle that that they put on him, you are healed. It could have been said in those lines. But the Bible uses the word, by his stripes you are healed. Why? Because in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, there are a number of scriptures which point out to why stripes was important for your healing. One is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 29. Open your mouth and say, Proverbs 19, 29. Say it again, Proverbs 19, 29. Yes.
The judgments are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools.
And stripes, read the King James Version, and stripes for the back of fools. Amen. Have you done anything foolish in your life? Have you given? Many, much, too many. It says here, stripes for the fools. If you have behaved badly, if you have done something foolish, and you are still grieving over what you have done, let me tell you, you don't need to do that. Jesus took that stripes, and by his stripes, you and me, we have a healing, even from the foolishness that you have done in the past. Look at Proverbs 20, verse 30.
Blows that hurt cleanses away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart.
The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the heart or belly. So stripes in the Old Testament was important for healing in the inward part. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I have healing in my inner being. That is in your emotions, that is in your soul. You have healing in your inner being by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Proverbs 80, Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Verse 32.
Then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and the iniquity with stripes.
See that? It says there, I will punish their sins with a rod and their iniquities with stripes. So it was important that Jesus underwent those blows where by his stripes you have healing from your foolishness, from emotional wounds that have been eating you away inside of you, and also from your iniquity, that is repetitive sin, the strong domain of a continuous habit of sin, where you struggle to walk with God because every time you take two steps, you go down three steps backward. Then you take two steps forward, you go three steps backward. That is the power of iniquity, repetitive, the power of sin. But let me tell you, don't be discouraged, don't be depressed, don't sit there in your wound. But tonight, look to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and realize that by his stripes, you are healed even from your iniquity. Lift your hand and thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. There are so many people who have resentment even against God, who ask questions like, Lord, why did this happen? There are people who are unforgiveness in their heart. There are people, their emotions are being eaten away because of guilt and grief over what has happened in their life. You can either carry it for the rest of your life, or you can trade it with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Look at the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter. We know that passage of scripture. But look at it again. Isaiah 61, 1-3. But I'm just reading the third verse. The first verse we all know. That the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted. Did you find that? Is your heart broken? Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is to heal your broken heart. Amen. Come on, church. Let me hear a good amen. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. And the third verse, underline it. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. See, they are in the house of God. They are in Zion. They are mourning. To give them beauty for ashes, and oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that again. To give you beauty for ashes. Say beauty for. Beauty for. Beauty for. Amen. It's an emotional state of your life to give you beauty for ashes. Things that you have lost, that is burned away. The disappointments. Many people are sitting in their ashes. What are those ashes? In 2 Samuel, the 13th chapter and verse 19. 2 Samuel, say that again with me. 2 Samuel 13, verse 19. Yes, look at that. And it says there, Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of diverse colors that was with her, that was on her, laid her hand on her head and went on crying. If you read that passage of scripture, the 13th chapter, Amnon, her stepbrother or her half-brother, raped her. She was sexually abused. And after abusing her sexually, this guy rejected her, put her out. And Tamar went out and she sat there in ashes, disappointed, discouraged. She sat there in ashes. There are many people who have gone through maybe people abusing you physically, emotionally, sexually, where it's become a wound inside of you. It's become a deep wound. Maybe somebody related to you. Maybe somebody in authority. Somebody did something wrong to you. It's like a deep emotional wound. But how long will you sit like Tamar on ashes when Jesus Christ on the cross, He said, I by my stripes you can be healed. Give your ashes to me and receive the joy of the Holy Ghost. There are people that I know sometimes who sit and say, Pastor, I don't think I can ever walk in victory. You don't know what happened in my childhood. You don't know that my father or my mother or my uncle or my aunt or this priest or that pastor or that man or that woman or my neighbor or my cousin, somebody abused me and I am living in that trauma for the rest of my life. You don't have to. You don't have to carry that ashes for the rest of your life by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You and me can be healed tonight. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter, there is an interesting quote which says, there are people who feed on ashes. There are people who actually like to remember what happened to them in the past and actually feed on that. God wants you to feed on His word. He wants you to feed on His mercy, on His love, on His forgiveness. But isn't it amazing? There are many who will feed on ashes. For years they will keep on saying, now this happened to me, this happened to me. If this hadn't happened, that wouldn't have happened. If that wouldn't have happened, the other thing wouldn't have happened. I've got into such a mess. My whole life is spoiled. And they keep looking to the past and keep feeding on ashes. But tonight is a night of deliverance for your emotions, for your spirit, for your soul, for your body. By His stripes, you and me, we are healed. Don't feed on ashes tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. When you study the book of Job, the second chapter, Job lost 10 of his children one day. He lost 10 of his children. He lost his wealth. He lost his health. And what happened to him? He had a relationship problem. His wife was cursing him. You can't blame a wife. One day, everything, she also is going through the trauma. It was her children also, 10 of them, lost. And now suddenly they have a fight between themselves. She's also in pain. But something interesting that is said in scriptures, it's Job chapter 2. It says there, Job sat on ashes. He sat there on ashes. Everything is lost, disappointed, discouraged. He just sat there. Don't sit on your ashes. His friends came from a faraway country. And they also sat with him in ashes. Can you imagine that? When you're feeling sorry for yourself, isn't it amazing? It's amazing. You get a bunch of friends who will actually feel sorry with you. And who will say, let's sit together and cry. I don't want a friend or a sister or a brother, somebody who will sit with me and cry. I want somebody who will point out to the cross of Calvary and say, listen, don't carry your ashes too long. Give it unto Jesus. He will give you beauty for ashes. As long as you are sitting with your friends in ashes and feeling sorry and blaming everybody in your life for what has happened and even abusing God, you will never walk in the beauty that God has kept for you. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Just imagine 10 children one day. Wealth, everything gone. I mean, it is easy to just read through that scripture and just go on with your life. But is there somebody sitting here? You have gone through a financial dip. You have lost your relations. You lost your friends. You have lost everything. And you can so feel sorry for yourself that you never continue to look to Jesus. But I've got good news for you tonight. It is not a story, it is the word of God. If you will look to Jesus, by His stripes you can be healed and you can have beauty for your ashes. Lift your hand and say, beauty for my ashes. Beauty because for my ashes. Beauty for my ashes. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Job chapter 42, it says there, Job began to intercede for his friends. And once again, he began to look to the Lord. And he came out of the ashes. And God gave everything that he had lost a double-fold return. Amen. He gave Job beauty. Praise the Lord. Don't read 41 chapters of the book of Job and not read the 42nd chapter of Job. On the 42nd chapter of Job, God restored everything back when he began to intercede and when he began to pray and gave him beauty for ashes. As long as you sit there feeling so sorry for yourself in your ashes without praying and crying out to God, you can never receive the trade that Jesus given you on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you still with me tonight? Are you still with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. What are you feeding on? Ashes smell. Ashes look bad, but beauty is different. Some of you look at your life, you got this ashes on you. You smell of ashes. Nobody can come near you because you're so caught up in your trouble, in your pain, in your grief, in your sorrow, in what has happened in your life, that you won't allow anybody to touch you. You won't allow anybody to heal you, to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. But God wants to heal your emotions. Are you with me? He wants to give you beauty for ashes. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 2. The scripture that we all know. Verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen. Hallelujah. We know that scripture, don't we? But look at the context in which it is written. Look at the verse from 17 onwards. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17 onwards. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently and suffer? See, look at those scriptures. It's speaking about relationships. The king, the brother, the servant. Are you with me? When people revile you, when people persecute you, when people abuse you, when you are emotionally wounded by the words and the suggestions of people around you, it is saying there, listen, look to Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed, which means you can receive that healing, receive the beauty, and relate with the very ones who are around you. The Bible is a very practical book. Surely he has borne our sorrows and carried our grief. By his stripes, you are healed. Are you with me? But as long as you sit in your ashes, as long as you sit in your pain without giving it into the hands of Jesus. You know, I was sorrowing. As a pastor, you have to deal with people who come and tell you a painful loss, a real struggle that they're having. And you got to find an answer from God's word. And you ask, Lord, how do you help them? Maybe their husband died. Maybe they were divorced. Maybe somebody rejected them. Maybe people are slandering or saying bad things about somebody. Maybe they went through a sexual abuse. I mean, how do you deal with real pain, with grief, with sorrow? Look to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I look at people and I tell them Jesus has borne your griefs and carried your sorrow, but they won't give it into the hands of Jesus. They will carry it by themselves. Vittu odikiyala. Avaru prarthikkum, upavasikkum, vachanam confess cheyyum, ellam cheyyum. Pasha Yeshuvinte munnage muttu madakkittu, Lord, carry my grief, Lord. Here I am. I can't carry it anymore. This deep hurt and this pain and this ashes. Carry it, Lord. Take it. I want to receive the garment of praise. I want to receive beauty for my ashes. I want to walk in the liberty that you have given me in the scripture. Praise the Lord. So you can receive that healing. and relate with each other in the love of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes tonight in prayer.